as you had in the other case. It was the relief that was sought by in the appeal was well, the case was turned over. The Supreme Court of Michigan overturned the lower result, is what I'm trying to say. Now, that's the toughest, is it not, to get everybody to go along with putting a finger in the eye of the judge down below, some of whom you know, where there's a personal acquaintance and all that. Did you work hard at this one too to achieve a...
I really didn't worry about what was going to happen, either in the Fenestra or the Burke call. I wrote it as clearly or as plain as I could. I must say, going back, making one final comment on the Fenestra case, that when I finally finished that animal, that opinion, and we had a conference day, and the Chief Justice called for a Fenestra case, and the typical way was for the Chief to call for it, and the usual thing is, if it were a tough case, if some justice said, well, I want to hold that, or I want to hold that another month, and I've got some things I've got to resolve, and I'm sorry, but I just want to hold that, and it would be passed. So the typical question from the Chief was, Fenestra. And there was a pause to wait for some justice to say he wanted to hold it. And in the Fenestra, I remember so clearly, nobody said anything. And I was really surprised, because I knew it was a big case, and I could have understood if somebody had done differently. But nobody said anything. Now, so the Chief said, okay, Otis, I guess you better circulate it. So I signed it and sent the white copy around. And
The record copy,
yeah. And it went around, and of course everybody signed. I think Justice Black concurred in the result.
Now, the result, by the way, there was that as to the recovery, that the people from the aggrieved party from Fenestra wanted, it was premature,
yeah,
was it not, right, to grant relief,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
that.
That no matter how many feints and punches and threats that were made, they really hadn't done anything to deserve the complete reversal of the case, and the requirement that they party who come from the outside dispose of all the assets, turn them over. I think they own about 25%, something like that. Maybe a little bit more. Effectively had control, but they really hadn't done anything to deserve that. I wrote to reverse, and of course the court agreed with me. In the Burkaw, was fascinating because it involved a religious organization.
Well, just in a nutshell, yeah, for the benefit of
the Burkaw case involved the famous issue of departure. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled way back, I believe, in the early 1800s, that the courts couldn't take around with the matter of faith and beliefs
of a
church. Yeah, all they could do was to test whether there was a departure from the tenets of the faith that the building had been, or the property had been, dedicated to. And if it found that there was no departure in the organization or reorganization of the church, they couldn't touch it, and then only then could they touch the property, the disposition of property, and so it would follow the faith and beliefs of the people who established the church. And in the Burkaw case, it had to do with one of the many mergers that occurred in the Protestant churches in the U.S. after World War II. This involved the merger of the Congregational Church and the Evangelical and Reform into what is now called the United Church of Christ. And the case had been, a case similar to this had been heard and decided in New York and also in Arizona, I think in Ohio, as I remember. And it came up in the case of the Mayflower Congregational Church up here on in the northwest part of Detroit. And the case was tried in the Wayne Circuit, and the doctrine of collateral estoppel was invoked, which is to say this case has already been decided. The essential issues were before the courts, and the parties in effect were before the courts in another case that was decided previously. In this case, it was the Parks Memorial Church, Cadman Memorial Church in New York, and that decision was followed in Ohio and in Arizona, as I remember. And that held the cases that were decided following the Cadman Memorial case in New York interpreted the New York case as having decided the issue of departure. And the truth is they hadn't. They misread it. And they misread it because of the way
decided in the negative.